We're going to start at the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Bet Amud Bet. The Mishnah says, "Kiyotzei bo, otzeach shegalad ir miklato, a murderer that was sent to an ir miklat, v'ratzuan she'ayir l'vkabdo, and the people of the city want to give him some sort of honor in the city. So yomar lehem, he should tell them, 'Rotzeach ani, I am a murderer.' Then if they say, 'Amru lo,' if they respond to him, 'Afu b'kein,' despite that fact, we still want to give you the kavod, then you kabel mehem, then you can accept it from them. I mean, it's enough to show his reluctance one time, or to explain to him, to dissuade them one time that he is a murderer. But once he's given that information and he's told them that he's not deserving of the kavod, if they say, 'Nevertheless, we'd like to give it to you,' we listen to him. Shana Markus, it says, 'Bezeh dvar harutzeach,' and dvarim, it says, 'Zeh dvar harutzeach, asher yenu shama b'chai.' So there, Zed Vara Rotzeach means it's talking about, this is the, you know, Torata Rotzeach, this is the way that we deal with the Rotzeach. But the Gemara is actually Dvar to mean the word. This is the word of the Rotzeach. I mean, what word? He has to give one time. He has to say, 'Rotzeach ani,' he has to say that I am a Rotzeach. And that is enough in terms of dissuasion. It's very simple, similar to what we have by Shemitah Kesafim. Over there we say, Zed Var HaShemitah. The same thing, that after Zed Var HaShemitah, the Mishnah learns from that, that a person who has a loan outstanding that was Nishmat Yedei, the Shvi'it, if the person, the Loveh, the borrower, comes to repay the loan, the lender has to say to him that it was Nishmat, that the year, the Shemitah year, wiped out the loan. If the lender then says, 'Afa b'kein,' 'Nevertheless, I want to give it to you,' then he doesn't have to reject the offer. So very exact same type of lashon and idea that we have by Zed Dvar Shemitah, as we have here by Zed Dvar Rotzeach. Malim ayu schar leviim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda believes that they had to pay when a Rotzeach lived in the Ir Miklat. He's got to give rent to the Leviim, because there was the city of the Leviim. They owned the city, they owned the houses. And he pays rent to the Leviim over there. That's Rashi's interpretation. Tosfos says, Maluim Hayuskar is taxes, that they had to pay the taxes and the Arnona to the Leviim. You know, they lived in the city, they were going to be taxpayers in the city. Rabbi Meir Omer, lo yomalim lehem tzchar. The Meir says that they didn't pay anything. B'chozer l'srara shaya ba. The Meir also says that he goes back to his original standing, to the kavod that he had before. Divrei Rabbi Meir. He doesn't go back to his original standing, even though he leaves the Ir Miklat, he does not go back to his original position of honor or authority. So Amar Rav Kahano, Machloket Bishesh. The Machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is regarding the six Ir Miklat, in that there were actually 48 cities which a Rotzeach could run away to. 42 of them are Arei Leviim, and 6 of them are Arei Miklat. So when it comes to the Arei HaLeviim, it's clear that they have to pay over there. Well, according to Rashi, it means the tax, the rent. According to Tosfos, it means the taxes. But the 40, those are the Arei Leviim. So if you want to go to one of the Arei Leviim, you got to pay them, you got to rent from them to be there. On the other hand, the 6 Arei Miklat were separate. They were actually originally Arei Miklat, and then Leviim lived in these Shesh Arei Miklat. So Rabbanan says, Machlokas is those 6. The Bar Savar, Lachem Leklita. That when it is, what does it mean that Lachem? Lachem means only for you to be kolet, to save you. But it says by those cities, V'ikritim Lachem Arei Miklat Tiyena Lachem V'nasham Rotech Makeh Nefesh Bishgaga. So that's Tiyena Lachem, that they will be for you. What does it mean for you that they will be? So Rabbi Yehuda says that they are just for you, l'klita, to save you, to absorb you. On the other hand, Amar Sava Lachem L'chol Tzarcheichem. Chem means you and for any of your needs. Well, any of your needs include living there. And therefore, you wouldn't have to be males chayr, you wouldn't have to give any monies to the Leviim in order to reside there. So, aval, barbeim u'shtayim, when it comes to the other 42 cities, which are the 42 cities of Leviim, divrei akol ayu malei mischar. In that case, everybody agrees that you have to pay, because those are the arei ha-Leviim. What's the question? Samarloi Rava Havadai. It's clear that the word Lachem means the Chol Tzarchechem Mashma. That you can't say, like you're suggesting, that the Machlokes is Lachem Leklot versus Lachem Lechol Tzarchechem. Says, no, Lachem means the Chol Tzarchechem, they're yours. So that means, according to Rava, the 6 cities, there's going to be no Machloket about. The 6 cities belong to you to use for whatever is necessary and you won't have to do. The question is about the 42 cities of the Arei Leviim. So, Elo Amarava, Machloket Ba'arba'im Ushtayim, the 42 cities of the Leviim. What's their status? Well, the Pasuk says about the 42 cities, says, Ve'etarim asher titnu la'levim et shesh arei miklat. Says that you're going to give to the six areimet asher titnu la'nus shem rotzeach, that are given for rotzeach to run there, plus there are levim. Then va'aleihem titnu arbayim u'shtayim yir. And on top of them, you will add an additional 42 cities of levim. So marsa va'aleihem titnu kihanoch. They'll be just like the ones previous to them, the Klitan. They'll just be like the other six, which are used for saving you, a place of refuge. On the other hand, Aleim Tenu means just like the others. Just like the Sheshar and Kalatar for anything you need. Also for these cities are not only for refuge, but they're also for your use. Your use means that if you need to live there, you're not going to have to pay schar, you're not going to have to pay rent to the Levim. When it comes to the six, and the six, it's clear that they didn't have to pay because over there, it's obviously not the Ari Levim. Again, their primary purpose is to be a city of refuge. It's only that the Levim are also living there. But it's, since its primary purpose is Lachem, Chotarchem, there you will not have to either pay rent or taxes, depending on Rashi and Tosafot. Right now, it says in the Mishnah, Machok is about Chozer the Sarara Shayaba. He returns to this former standing that he had. Tarabanan. It says by an Eved Ivri, this is by the Yovel, it says, Vishav el Mishpachto, Vela Chuzat Abutav Yeshuv. Right, so that he goes back to his family, and then he returns to the possessions of his forefathers. Limishpachto Hushav. He goes back to his family. Veinu Shav, the Mashiach Ziku Abutav. He goes back to his family, but he does not go back to the standing that he had or the position of, right, kavod that he had before this, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So you return to the physical properties, but you don't go back to the standing. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afhu Shav Lama Shechziku Abutav. Rabbi Meir says, no, not only does he return to the physical land, he also returns to the status that his forefathers had. Because how do I know that? Because it says, El Achuzat Abutav. What's Achuzat Abutav? Where it says, Mishpachto Shav, what's Achuzatav? Achuzat Abutav, Ki Abutav, just like his forefathers. V'chein Be'gole. Right, so this is the same thing. Someone who goes into, is exiled, is put into Galut, into a refuge, city of refuge, he has the same din.
What is
this? So Kishu Omer, when it says, Yashuv, right, L'rabot et ha-rotzeach. As it says at the end of the Pasuk, it says, Vashav el mishpachto v'chozat abutav, by the Yovel, Yashuv. What's that extra word of Yashuv? L'rabot et ha-rotzeach, to include the killer. My v'chein begole. What does that mean? How did they get from Yovel to the Yerim Miklat? So the Gemara says, Ketanya, we have a Braita. So it says, by the Rotzeach, it says in Parashat Maaseh, Ki bi'ir miklato yeshev ad mota koin agadol, v'achrei mota koin agadol, yashuv ha-rotzeach el eretz achuzato. So now it says, yashuv ha-rotzeach el eretz achuzato, le-eretz achuzato hu shav, ve'enu shav d'mash yechziku avutav divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is the same limud, which is the Shiva over here, just like by Vishava Mishpachto, is to the physical property or land or place of the forefathers, but not to the status. So too by the Rotzeach. It's returning to Eretz Chozoto. He goes back to where he lived, but he's not Yoshe. He doesn't return to the status or to the kavod that he once had. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afu Shav the Mashiach Ziku Abutav. Goes back to where his forefathers, the standing that he once had. Why? Gamar Shiva, Shiva Mehatam. Because the word Yeshuv is extraneous. By Shavel Mishpachto Velachuzat Abutav, why do you have to have the word Yeshuv? By the Pasuk, by Yovel could have written Vishavel Mishpachto Velachuzat Abutav. Instead it reads Vishavel Mishpachto Kama Velachuzat Abutav Yeshuv. So that word Yeshuv is extraneous. And so too over here, you don't need to say Yeshuv Barotzeach on Harazalato. He says you could just say Hebrew Mikoto Yeshivat Motokunato, Bachray Motokunado, right? Then he'll go back Vishav El Eretz Achuzato. What's Yeshuv Barotzeach? So that's Yeshuv, Yeshuv is Gzer Shava. So Gzer Shava is just like by the case of Yovel, the Eved Ivri who's going back, he goes back not only to his former property, but also to his former status. So to over here, by the Goleh, he goes back to his former location, his former living space, and as well, when the Kohen Gadol dies, he also goes back to his former status. Right, that ends the parak. Now we begin the next parak, the parak of Makot, Ve'eluhein, Alokim. Who are those that get Makot? Now, the list of Makot, or people who would get Makot, is extensive. It's not limited. Supposed to, in Sanhedrin, when we dealt with capital punishment, in capital punishment, you can list off in a defined way all the instances where a person would be chayav, a capital punishment. We went through the Arba Mitot Beit Din. also by karet, it's a masechta kritut, where they can list out the 36 kritut that you can have. By malkot, that is the remaining, right, if you have 365 lavin in the Torah, that means that once you've subtracted out the capital punishments and the kritut, everything else is a lav. Now this Mishnah is going through a list, but that list is not going to be that extensive. It's not going to be like 300 lavin. Right, so you have to over here. Right, so Tosfos and Rashi both mentioned Tana v'Shi'er, that of course is not an exhaustive list, but rather this is a list of chidushim, a list of items that you would have otherwise thought might not get malkot, and nevertheless they do get malkot. So in the first part of the list, the first series, are a series of, we'll call them arayot or she'er, and in that case, the biggest part of the chidush is that they are chayav karet. And despite being chayav karet, they also get malkot, and that's the first thing we'll deal with in the Gemara. But that's what this means. Elohina Elokin. Haba alachoto, right? One who has relations with one sister, alachot aviv, his aunt through his father, alachot imo, his aunt through his mother, alachot ishto, his sister-in-law through his wife's sister, val ishet achiv, his sister-in-law who is his brother's wife, val ishet achi aviv, the wife of his father's brother, meaning your aunt, right? But your aunt through marriage on your father's side. Ve'ala nida, and one has relations with the nida. So all these in Parshat Arayot are chayavim karet. Despite being chayav karet, they also are subject to malkot. And that we'll discuss in the Gemara. Now, almana lekohen gadol. Almana lekohen gadol is a regular lav, and you get malkot for it. That's not any chiddush. And grusha v'chalutza lekohen edgot is also not a chiddush. Grusha v'chalutza lekohen edgot are isurim in the Torah, lavin, regular lavin in the Torah, and you get malkot for them. So we'll have to see why they're included in this list. Mamzeret v'nitina l'Yisrael. It comes to a mamzeret who married, or a nitina that's married to a Yisrael, or a bat Yisrael. Right, a Jewish woman who marries a Natin or a Mamzer, both of those are subject to Lo Yavo, Mamzer Bekal Hashem. So those are subject to the Lav of, and the Natin is subject to Lo Yitchatein Bam, Lo Yitchatein Bam, they're not allowed to marry them. So all these are subject to a Lav. So now, why are they brought here? It's for the next line. Almana Ugrusha Chayivin Alea Mishum Shnei Shemot. If a Kohen Gadol marries someone who is both an Almana and a grusha, he's chayav two sets of malkot or malkiot, because they do not derive from the same lav. There's a lav against marrying a grusha, which is also applies to kenyot hedyot. There's a separate lav for marrying an amana. So because there are two separate lavin, he will get two separate sets of malkiot. On the other hand, that's not true by grusha v'chalutza. By grusha v'chalutza, inu chayav el mishum achat bilvad. You only get one set of malkot when it comes to a grusha v'chalutza, which is actually a machlokas Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi has an unusual sheet over here. Rashi says, you know why you only get one malkot for a chalutza and a grusha? It's because chalutza is a derivative of grusha. They learn it out of the pasuk. It's not learned. Chalutza is not explicit in the pasuk. It comes in a riboy. By grusha, only a grusha. Chalutza min ayin, tamalomer v'isha. Isha grusha mi'isha. So when he says the extra word isha, that teaches you also a chalutza. But what are the implications from Rashi? Chalutza is deoraita. The restriction against a kohen marrying a chalutza is a din deoraita. So Rashi believes that they're both din deoraita, but they derive from the same limud, the same lab. Therefore, only one set of malkiot if you violate both. If it's a woman who's both a grusha and a chalutza, only one set of malkiot. Tosfos takes issue. He goes, "Lo matzinu davar bezel olam. Chalutza is a din derabanan. It's not a din doraita. The fact that a kohen cannot marry a chalutza is not any din doraita. It's a din derabanan. I'll tell you why you only get one set of malkiot over here. Get one set of malkiot over here because a grusha is the only one din doraita. Chalutza is not a din doraita. Now, if you want to say maybe he gets makot mardut, he gets makot derabanan. But when we talk about at least a doraita level, there's only one set of makot. And maybe even when there is, he violates both, he only gets one because the makot mardut are only there when there's nothing else. But if there's a malkiot for the grusha, then we won't give malkiot for the chalutza. So they're different in their reasoning. Rashi says the reason is that they arrive from the same lav. Tosa says that one's a din daraita, one's a din darabon, and that's why they only have shem achat. Right, that explains why those are brought also in our mission over here, to teach us that din. Right, atamei, shachalat hakodesh, v'aba el amigdash, tamei. So here's someone who is tamei and eats kodesh, is tumat haguf, or someone who comes into the migdash when he has tumat haguf, Right, those are both chayav karet, and again, in addition to that, they also chayave lavin. That includes the others now. Ochel chilev v'dam v'notar upigul. Right, so all of these items are if you ate karet outside, right? I mean, they would be if you ate chilev dam notar is that which is left over. Korban passed its time, and pigul is we have a makshava chutz lizmano. Right, in a korban, all of these, they were chiyuvei karet. Nevertheless, they also are chiyuvei lavin here as well. Vitamei, something, one who eats kodshim that are tamei. Over there, that's on, there is no chiyuv karet by kodshim tamei that you eat, but rather, it's just a chiyuv lav that's associated with it. And that, the Gemara is going to tell us where we know that from. Where do we know there's a restriction against doing such a thing or against, eating tamei kodshim, that you would get a malkut for it. Ashochet umale bechutz. These are chayav karet, right? Someone who is shochet or makriv a chutz lemigdash, meaning these are shchut echutz. Vauchel chametz bepesach, which is also subject to a chuyuv karet. Vauchel vosem malacha biyom kippurim. Someone who eats, right, or does malacha yom kippurim, which are both subject to a chuyuv karet. Those items are, right, also subject to lavin or chiyuvei malkiyot. Now, v'amefateim et ha-shemen. Someone who makes the shemen ha-mishcha exactly like the ingredients that are used for the shemen ha-mishcha that Moshe made. That's one. The next one is v'amefateim et ha-ketoret. Someone who makes the ketoret exactly like the way it was made by Moshe or made in the Mishkan. V'asach v'shemen ha-mishcha. And someone who takes the shemen ha-mishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not the one that he makes, but the original one that Moshe used, and he puts it on himself. He puts on the Shemen Mishkan himself. All three of these are subject to a Isra Lav, and we'll have to learn out what is exactly the Lavim that are associated with it. But it was Umant Kunto, Lo Taseh Kumbahu, which is written by the Shemen Mishkan. The Torah says Umant Kunta, Lo Taseh Lachem. Right, and then Shach B'Shemen Mishkan is Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach. So you have all these three Lavim that are also subject to Malkiot. Now, Ochel, Nivelot, Trefot, Shkatzim, Viramasim, right? All of these items, anybody who eats any of these items, that are these non-kosher items, right, they are subject to Malkiot in this case. The next set of the list is Achal, Tevel, Umaisa Rishon, Shloni, Tla, Shumato. If you eat Tevel, that Shuma was not taken off of, or Maisa Rishon, that did not have Shumat Maser taken off of it, there too, you are Chayav, a Malkiot. Umaisa Sheni, Vehagdesh, Shelo Nifdu. If you ate Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, because it says, Lo Tuchal Echol Bisharecha, you're not allowed to eat them in your own areas, or in your own homes, you have to bring them up to Yerushalayim. And then, Hegdesh Shelo Nifdu. Hegdesh is not, which is Mi'ilah. That, Rashi says, we do not know where the lav comes from. And Rashi speculates that it is a Gzer Shava from Truma. Just like Truma has a lav, Chet. We learn out a Gzer Shava between Truma and Mi'ilah. And therefore, Mi'ilah is also subject to a lav, just like Truma is subject to a lav. So these things, these items are all listed here for their Chidushim. So, the chiddush in most of the instances is the chiddush of karet, that they're also chayiv karet. But some of them have additional chiddushim, which are either we saw by the Grusha and Chalutza, that the shemacha, the shtei and shemot, or others have the chiddush that we don't know what the source for the lav is. It's not explicit in the Torah, it's not explicit pasuk, and it's a drashat chazal about exactly where the lav comes from. And therefore, they're mentioned in our Mishnah. Otherwise, the others are just brought down because contextually they fit. I mean that you bring down these items not because there's anything a chiddush about them, but because they're in a complete list. And since they're in a complete list, we just throw in those items to complete the list, even though there's no chiddush in the Mishnah. And now, Gemara is going to ask the first question. Chayvei kritot katani, chayvei mitot beitin lo katani. Alright, why does our Mishnah only enumerate chayvei kritot? They get malkiyot. But when it comes to chayvei mitot beis, then the assumption in our mission is that you would not get malkot. So Mar says, matnitan mani, who's the author of Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva here. It must be Rabbi Kiva. Tanya, we have a machlokas about exactly this fact. Echad chayvei kritot, vechad chayvei mitot beitin. Whether it's a chayav, person's chayav karet for such an action, or a person's chayav mitat beizden, yeshno bichlal malkot arbaim. You're still subject to malkiot, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel does not differentiate between karet and chiyuvei mitat beitin. Rabbi Kiva omer, Kiva says, Chayve Kritot Yeshno Bechlal Makot Arbaim. Rikia says, no. When it comes to Chiyuve Karet, then in addition to the Chiyuv Karet, there's also a Chiyuv of Malkot. Shim Asu Tshuva, Beitin Shamala Mochlinahen. Because if they do Tshuva, right, then the punishment of Karet can be eliminated. Whereas, Chayve Mito Bedin, Ein Bechlal Malkot Arbaim. By the way, Chayve Mito Beitin, there is no din of 40 lashes of getting malkot. Why? She masu tshuva. Even if he does tshuva, ain't Beit Din Shamata mochlin lechen. Beit Din Shamata is commanded to carry out the verdict or the sentence that they, of the death penalty, irrespective of whether this person does tshuva or not doesn't do tshuva. Right? The Gemara is going to dissect each of these opinions. I'm not expanding on them now because the Gemara is going to try to explain what the core of their machloket is. Now we have a third opinion, which is Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayvei Kritot Bechlal Hayu. The Chayvei Kritot were included. V'lama Yatzat Karet Ba'achuto. And then why is there an exceptional case by Achuto? V'adunu B'Karet V'lo B'Malkot. I tell you, you only get Karet and not Malkot. Now, there's a Malkot, because Rashi tells us what the Limud is over here. Rashi says the Limud over here is that all the Arayot have a Klal on them that says, Kol Ha'asot Mitavot Eile V'Eret V'Nichritu. Or Nichtaru too, Kol Ha'asot Mitavot Eile, that they will be wiped out. There's Karet given to anybody who does any of these actions, which includes all the Arayot there. By Achoto, there's a specific statement in the Pasuk in Kedushim that it also gets Karet. So Rashi learns, okay, why do you need Karet by Achoto if you already have Karet that covers all the Arayot? So that's Lama Yatzat. So what is Lama Yatzat? Yatzat Achoto to teach you Karet and no Malkot. We know that when something leaves, right, then it comes to teach you about everything. So therefore, Achoto comes to teach you about all the Chivei Karet over there, that they are only Karet and not Malkot, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says no Malkot here. The other hand, Tosfos says that the language that is used here doesn't make sense. It says, Omer, Chayivei Kritot Bichlal Hayu. They were included. The Lama Yatzad Karet Bechoto. Why is Karet Achoto? It should have read the other way around. It should have written, right, that Lama, or it's Lama Yatzad Karet Bechoto. Right, Halo Ne'amar Karet Bechol Arayot, or something like that. It doesn't read it. First of all, it doesn't even mention Arayot in the first part. And it's like a klal in general. So Tosfos, he wants to explain that all lav, any lav in the Torah, would have Malkot associated with it, because we say, Vaya im bin hakot arasha, which means that if someone violates a law, they should get malkot. That is the default situation. So that's what it means over here. It says, Amir Yitzchak, Chayvei Kritot Bechlal Hayu. They were included in that principle that any law should get malkot. Lama Yatzat Karet Bachoto. So why does Achoto have a specific statement that don't give him Malkot, but give him Karet by the lav of Achoto? Adun Bekaret Velobo Malkot. And that's what the klal here is, not the klal of Arayot that they all get Karet. The klal is the general klal of all Lavin. All Lavin get Malkot. Why by Achoto does it specify otherwise? It specifies otherwise to tell you Karet and no Malkot. Once we've done that by Achoto, now we can learn to All Kritot now will not have a subject of a Malkot, will not have Malkot associated with them. Rashi will run into a somewhat of a problem, because the Achoto, the way Rashi is learning, it's only talking about the Karet of Arayot. And Achoto is the exception to teach you, but that only teaches you by the Kritot of Arayot. What happens to all the other Kritot? Rashi doesn't exactly address that. I mean, you could say it's a Marimokom to show you, but Tosfos now addresses it by saying it's a more global statement about Karet in general. Right now, Gemara says, "My taimo de Rabbi Shmuel." What is the reasoning behind Rabbi Shmuel the Ktiv? Because it says, "Im lo tishmor lasot et kol divrei haTorah zot." Right, so this is by the Tochacha. If you do not keep all these, all this Torah that's mentioned here, Uchtiv, and it says, "Vifla Hashem et makotcha," and then Hashem will make. Really, it's obviously not the pshat, but Hashem will make for you wondrous in the negative sense, you know, wondrous makots. You will be punished in extreme manners. So hafla azu en yodei amahi. I don't know what this means. Vifla. Yeshua Omer vipilu ashofet vikol afanav. Havi Omer hafla zu malkot. So they take the word hafla and he uses it at the same shorish as hipilu, which is obviously not that. It comes once from the shorish of Pella and once from the shorish of Nafal. But nevertheless, he connects the two. But yipilu ashofet vikol afanav. Havi Omer hafla zu malkot. So that teaches me it's malkoti. Uchtiv. And it says, and there in the pasuk it says, "Im lo tishmar lasot et kol." No matter what you do, meaning kol, mean kol, adar azot means everything, any lav, right? You're going to get malkot from. So what the Gemara says, Yochi chayvei asein ami. Wait, there it doesn't say lavin. What does it say? It says kol haTorah hazot. So why, if it's all kol haTorah hazot, it should include even chayvei asei. If you violate an asei, you should get malkot according to this. So it says im lo tishmor. It says if you do not keep it, ktiv lo tishmor means v'utarabi avin bar amar Rabbi Eloi. Yavin says, "Amar Rabbi Yoyin, Rabbi Eloi, komakom shnemar hishamer pen v'au." The Torah uses any of these lashonot in ela lo tase. That is a negative commandment. So it says here, "Im lo tishmor lasot." So there, the tishmor is coming to teach you that it's a negative commandment. Truthfully, it already says the word lo. I don't know why you need the tishmor. But even if the answer is that im lo lasot would indicate that you fail to do something you're supposed to do, which means you fail to do an asay. Right, so it comes along, im lo tishmor lasot, tishmor is always a negative, right, a lav. And therefore over here, the lav says, you only get malkut for lav. Ihachi lav shein bo maase nami. Oh, what about a lav shein bo maase? So it says lasot, that you must, something that you should do. It's an active form. Lav shein itak lasay nami. What about that? Dumiya de lav de chasima. You still need it to be dumiya de lav chasima, because bayayim bekut aresha. The parsha of malkot is found juxtaposed, adjacent to the lav of chasima, which is the restriction against muzzling one's animal when they are working in the field. Since over there, we learn out all lavin from the lav of chasima. So hashta adati lahochi, if you already want to get there, kulunami dumiya de lav de chasima. Then you can answer for all of this. All the only lavim that are going to get malkot are the ones that are like lav de chasima. So I don't need a separate limud for lav shein bo maaser or lav shenitak tasei. They're all going to be learned out of lav de chasima, dumiya de chasima. Those are lavim that are going to get malkot. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that every lav gets malkot, independent or irrespective of the mitat beis din or the karet that's associated with it. Rabbi Kiva, my time up. Rabbi Kiva, why doesn't he hold this limud of Rabbi Shmuel? He says, kedei rishit rishato. Says kedei rishato mishum risha achat ata mechayvo v'yata mechayvo mishum shtei rishayot. You're only out of pad. No double jeopardy. You're not allowed to punish someone twice. Person gets one punishment. One punishment. Well, you can't give him both mitat beis din and malkot. You can't give him both karet and malkot. Whoops. That's not what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Akiva does say you get malkot and karet. So that's Gemara's question. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, hani mile mita umamon o malkot umamon. Rabbi Shmuel says, wait a minute. That when it says kedei rishato, that you can only get one punishment, that is what? That's only when it comes to a competition between the death penalty and monetary manners. O malkot o mamon. Or it's a competition between malkot and payment. Aval mita o malkot. Mita richtahi. When it comes to the death penalty in a malkot, it's a mita richtahi. It's one thing. It's a single entity, a single item. So that means that I'm not really punishing you twice. I'm just beginning the punishment. It will end, but the end is going to be your death. But the beginning of this will be malkot. We've seen an idea like this. Rava had this opinion in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, right? The idea that malkot are really a chiyuv mita. It's like a lighter form of mita, that malkot are viewed as capital punishment, right? Not simply as a separate category of corporal punishment, but they really are capital punishment because they could lead to the death of the one who gets malkot. And therefore, it's malkot are a mita arichto, an extended mita arichto. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Yehochi, Chayve, Krito, Nami. Wait a minute. He said, Kedei Rishato, you can't have two punishments. Then why do we allow for Karet and Malkot to be in the same, on the same individual? Maya Marta. So what do you say? Im Siyam Asa Tshuva. Right? Because he could do Tshuva. If he does Tshuva, he's not Chayve Karet. So then there's only one punishment, Malkot. Hashtam Hiyadoate. But at this point, he hasn't done Tshuva yet. If he hasn't done Tshuva yet, that means that there's still two outstanding punishments. If there's two answers, anybody have been punished? I'm Rabbi Bo. The Torah explicitly indicates or includes chayve kritot for malkot. And why is that? The gamar le'enei mele'enecha. Right, so that we learn out from the enei to enecha. What are these pesukim? These pesukim are v'nichvatu le'enei b'nei amam. Right, that's the enei part. And mele'enecha is nikla achicha le'enecha. So nikla achicha le'enecha is by malkot. Right, v'nichvatu le'enei b'nei amam is by karet. So now you have enei and le'enecha. Le'enei and le'enecha. And those two, we have a gzera shavah to teach you that malkot and kritot are one, and you get one and you get both. I mean that they're not independent. I can do the same thing by chayvei mitot beis din. Why? Nami nigmarim. We can learn them out from Parshat Shlach. The Parshat Shlach, it says, right? If they establish kaga, if it was from the eyes of the nation that it was hidden, I mean, this is by the Avodah Zarah, it's a shkaga by Avodah Zarah, and we learn that all shkagot from there. But there you have a chiv mitad bezdin that's associated with Avodah Zarah, and everyone says, me'ene. So as we can do it like this, nigra me'ene, mile'enecha. So my says, no. They says, danin le'ene, mile'enecha. We darshin le'ene from le'enecha. But we will not darshin danim me'ene from le'enecha. We won't have a mem in front, only a lamed. The preposition's a lamed, then it's fine. The preposition's a mem, that we won't do, that's not a limud. Mar says, my naf kamine. What's the difference? The word is ene, and that's close enough. Why? Fa'atana debi Rabbi Shmuel, we have a limud by the case of Sarat. Right there is a Mari Malkum. I don't know if that's Xer Shava. But here, you have Rabbi Shmuel, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, which is brought any time the Gemara wants to show that, because Xer Shavot don't have to be so exact. It says, Vishava Kohen, Uva Kohen. Right? Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Biya. It's talking about the Tzarat HaBayit. The Tzarat HaBayit, how much time do you have to give the individual before? How many weeks of Seger do you have? Or once he comes back, what do you do with it? So the Gemara says, gives a Xer Shava between Shav and Ba. Just like when he came, right? When he came back, he has to do what he has to do. He has to, you know, take out all the stones and re-cement in new stones. So too, when he comes, so that tells you another, there's an additional week of waiting. Right? But yet you learn that from the Xer Shava between Shav and Ba. Those words are not even identical. They're totally different. And yet we call that Xer Shava. Go. Ligmor meine, mileine. Da gamur leine, mileinecha. You can learn out meine from leine. Eine is closer because you already learned out leine, mileinecha. At least in the case there, the preposition's different between the mem and the lamed. But they both say eine. Over here, you have eine from einecha. Even though the preposition of lamed is the same, they're just as, it's closer. The word eine is closer to than to einecha. So learn out Xer Shava. So kibla mine. So he had a misora. The question here is who has this misora? I would have read it, and Rashi brings this opinion down, that this is Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo was being challenged about this Xer Shava by Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, and then he's responding that he has a Kabbalah about this, which he explains. The other possibility is that Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, who asked the question, he was the one who has such a Kabbalah. Kabbalah mine Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, that he had a Kabbalah from him, k'dei bishato, mishum shah achad ata mechayvo, v'yata mechayvo, mishum shtei bishayot. You only had to give one punishment, not multiple punishments. Birisha hamusura lebeitin akatuv medaber. The pasuk is only talking about, that's the Kabbalah that they had, it's only talking about a risha that is musura lebeitin, that is given over to Beis Din. In that, it's not subject, it's not any two rishayot, it's not any two punishments. Only punishments that are executed or that are done by Beis Din, then we talk about shtei rishayot. So it has to be, it's almost like the shtei, right? It's almost like shtei rishutot, right? Rishayot. If it's one rishut, if it's one entity that does the punishing, then there's shtei rishayot. You can't punish twice. That's a Beis Din. If there are two rishayot, meaning that it's Hashem and the Beis Din are giving the punishments, over there we don't have a k'dei rishato. Then they're different, right? You're in a different system. The system of, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu and the system Beis Din, there we don't say shtei rishayot. I'll just mention in passing here, it's not so important to sugi, and Rav is going to actually now speak about this a little bit, Rav will speak about this, which is that the fact that whenever you have these things such as kimle derabim minei, which we learn, right, below yason, or you learn out from shtei rishayot, that you can only punish once, not twice, you always have to ask yourself the question, what is the status of the punishment that you're not giving? Right? Is the status of the punishment you're not giving hutra, meaning that it doesn't exist at all, that you don't have to get it at all? Or is the status of the second punishment that you don't have to get it, but you're patur in this case? Right, so the question, first of all, the famous ktsot asked about the kimle derabim minei, are you chayav, let's say, didei shemayim, to pay back the monies? You say, kimle derabim minei, I don't have to pay the money. You did nezek, but you're also chayav mita, so now you get the mita punishment, you don't pay. Are you still chayav, let's say, didei shemayim, to pay this person back? You're just patur because you're going to lose your life. But in Rachanami, you chayav the money, or does the death penalty wipe out the claim at all and you're not chayav whatsoever? So you have to ask that question in all these instances, also over here, when you have shtei rishayot, right? Do you have to ask the question, is it that they don't exist, or that they do exist, we just can't give it? Or maybe, there's a possibility now that Rabbi Shmuel introduced, which is that Makot, Harihen, Kemita. Makot and Mita are really the two sides of the same coin. Therefore, even though Rabbi Shmuel says that Malkot are mita arichto, right? But you could have learned the other way around, which is that Malkot and mita are just the same punishment. Mita is just the more extensive form of Malkot. Malkot is the lighter Mita, and anything that you could have done with Malkot is already subsumed under Mita. And therefore, when you have Mita and Malkot, you only give a Mita because that already takes care of the Malkot. The Malkot don't need to be given anymore. You've already done that punishment. So again, you have to ask that question whenever you have this idea of Shtei Rishayot or Kimlei B'Rabbi Mine. So Rabbah now is going to ask something similar along that veins, in that vein. Rabbah Omar, Achu Beilik Tala, if they give him Hatra'a for the death penalty, Kuliyam Alo Pligi Dein Loke Umeit. Everybody agrees that you don't get Malkot and Mita. You only get Mita. That he gave him a warning for Malkot. The Malkot in Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva is going to revolve around this, that he gave him. If he gave him a hatra for Mito, nothing to talk about. Everybody agrees. Malkot are gone from the picture. But if they gave him hatra for just for Malkot, Rabbi Shmuel Sofer, Lav Shnitan Nazaret, Mita, Beitin, Lokin Alav. A lav that can end up with a punishment is still subject to Malkot. So we had this earlier in the Masechta. We defined this. Whenever you have a lav in the Torah, the lav, the default of that lav would be to give you Malkot. But if the Torah somewhere else explicitly gives you the onesh, that tells us that the lav is not for Malkot. The lav is a warning to tell you don't do this, otherwise you're going to get such and such an onesh. So that's what we call a lav, right? Shinitan lazrat mitat beitin. Over here, it's not just that you get a punishment, but it's a punishment of mitat beizdin, of a death penalty. So therefore you have a lav, and that lav has an onesh that's spelled out by it that you're going to get, that you're subject to mitat beizdin. So in that case, normally we would say that's the punishment. You don't have the lav. But Rabbi Shmuel says no. That even though, in general, you're right. If the mita basin is going to be carried out, no lav to talk about. But in this instance, we're not going to give him the punishment of basin. Why? Because he only gave him a trah for Malkot. So in that case, does the lav revert back to being a normal lav? Does it revert back to being just a plain lav and you get Malkot? Rabbi Shmuel says yes. Rabbi Akiva says, lav shinitan nazrat, maybe the basin ain't looking a lav. Rabbi Akiva says no. That when it goes to be, if you could possibly end up with a mitat beis din, that low lav no longer functions as a regular lav. It's simply an azhara, not a lav. Rabbi Akiva, yohochi, chai v'krito nami. Oh, what about chai v'krito? Lav shnitan azharat karetu. It's an azhara telling you that the punishment will be karet. Why should it be subject to the regular rules of lav? Samalei Rav Mordechai, the Ravashi, yohochi, amar avyimei me'agronia, mishmei derovo, chai v'krito, lo tzrichei hatra. That's exactly the point. You don't need hatra'ah by chayvei kritot. Since you don't need hatra'ah, that means that the punishment has nothing to do with, right, the warning that's given. Since, therefore, once you give hatra'ah, the hatra'ah is solely about the malkot. Shari Pesach Umila. Comes to Pesach Umila, which are both chayav, they're the two mitzvot taseh that are chayav karet, on top of those that are the mitzvot lo taseh, the 36 mitzvot lo taseh that are chayav karet. So over there, it says, Pesach Hamila nash afu pish lo hizir. Because when it comes to Pesach Hamila, you get the punishment of karet, even though there's no azhara. Meaning that the Torah never gives you a lav that's associated with them. But Dilma, Gemara says, maybe the reason that you have an azhara. So Gemara's assumption at this point in time is that Pesach and Milo, which are chiyuvei karet, and get punishment, right? They get punished with the chiyuv karet. They get punished even though there is no lav in the Torah. So what does that teach you? That teaches you in order to get karet, you don't need a lav in the Torah. That means now if we have lavin written by all of these items, the lav is coming to do what? It's coming to tell you that you get malkot and not just karet. Because if you want to get karet, we see that Pesach Gemila allow you to get karet without any lav written in the Torah. So when it says, but Dilma Azhara the Karban, wait a minute. Maybe the Azhara and the Torah is coming to teach you that Bishogeg, someone who violates these items, Bishogeg would bring a Korban. Not to teach you about Malkot, but to teach you why. Daha, Pesach Hamila, delay pluhu Azhara, lo mighty Korban. I can prove it to you why. Pesach Hamila have no lav associated with them, nevertheless, right, and they do not bring a Korban Bishogeg. If you violate the Bishogeg, you don't bring a Korban. On the other hand, maybe by Kariya, the rest of the Kritut, which are the Lotase comes to teach you that if you do a Bishogeg, you bring a Korban. But it says, Hatam, love, Hainu, Taima. No. You got it all mixed up. Why don't Pesach and Mila get the, bring a Korban to Shogeg? Mishum, the Itkash, Kola Torah Kula, Levudat Kochavim. Because by Shogeg, the whole Torah Kula is Hukash to Avodat Kochavim. Because by Korban Avodat Kochavim, which we just read before in Pashat Shlach, it says, Korban Avodat Kochavim says, Torah Achat Yelechem, Lose Bishkaga. There's a Torah achat, one Torah for all that do the Bishkaga. So kanu kshu kol reishu v'Torah bishkadon avodat kochavim liyan karbanan. So just like avodat kochavim, the karet is on something that is a shevi al taseh, So it's over here. Mabadakovim Sheviyal Taseh. Right? The requirement is to desist from doing something. And if you do it, then you are Chayav Karet. Avko Sheviyal Taseh. Also, any restriction against doing something, desisting from doing something, that's what will land you with Karet. Afuke Hane. I mean, not land you with Karet. Those that will end you up with a Korban. Afuke Hane. That will exclude the two here, which are Pesach and Milah. The Kum Aseh. The restriction here is not against doing, desisting from something. You must do something. The violation of these, if you don't do something, if you are a Sheva'al Taseh, then you violate them. So that since that's the case, they're not Hukash Tovara Kachamim, not Hukash Kavachim, they don't bring a Korban by Shukeg. So if that's the case, now what's the answer? The answer is now we have these Levin that are extraneous. By Pesach and Milah, they don't bring a Korban Shukeg because they're a different form of restriction. They're an Aseh versus all the others that are Lo Taseh. Ah, the others bring a Korban because they're Hukash, Torah Chat. Right, the whole Torah is connected to Avodah Chachamim. Just let me go to Avodah Chachamim, you bring a Korban Shogeg. So to all of these, you bring B'Shogeg. Alright, now, I can get Karet, and without a Lav, like by Pesach and Milah. So then what is the purpose of the Lav? The only purpose of the Lav can be to get Malkot. And that's why Rabbi Kiva's sources, that's how he knows that we have Malkot over here, is because the Lav is extraneous, and that must be used. Just by Karet, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, also be Rabbi Meitim Beitim, because he thinks that a lav shnitan as Rabbi Meitim can get Malkot. Rabbi Akiva thinks that a lav shnitan as Rabbi Meitim doesn't get Malkot, doesn't say it's the same thing by Kritut. Over here, the reason we say that is because the Torah included all the Chivvei Karet to Malkot, because of the extra lav that's written by each of them. Ravina Amar, the Olam, Kidamina Mi Kara. No, it's like we said originally, that the issue is Shtei Rishayot. Shimshasha Chuva Beitin Shamala Machlinahan. Ah, Maya Marta, what'd you ask about that? Hello Avot Chuva? He didn't do Chuva yet. Mara says, Lopsika Milta, right? The Karet. So there's no, it's not definitive, meaning that when it comes to Mitat Beisdin, there's no question that you will have Shtei Rishayot over here. Because Beisdin will, if you give them Malkot, they will also give them the Mitat Beisdin. There will be nothing that will change their mind about either one. That is not true by Karet. It's not Psika Milta. It's not certain that he will get two punishments. Even if you give him Malkot, there's a chance he will not get the Karet. And since it's not Psika Milta, since it's not defined that he will get Shtei Rishayot over here, since that's the case, we give him the Malkot because there's no certainty that he will also get Karet over here, because he could do Tshuva. And the fact that he could do Tshuva already makes it that it's not Shtei Rishayot. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll continue. The Gemara's going to dissect over Yitzhak's opinion tomorrow. So we had a number of expressions or explanations as to what the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is. Right, the first explanation was that we are talking about the fact that Rabbi Shmuel includes every lav in the Torah for Malkot, right, including Chibur Beit Din, Chibur Karet, as long as they look like the lav de Chasima. And Rabbi Akiva rejects that because he says, Rishachat velo shtei rishayot. And Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't worry about that because Malkot are mita achrichtohi. So I don't worry about Shtei Rishayot over here. And Rabbi Kiva deals with the Chiyuvei Karet by, because Beferush, Shvita Torah, Chiyuvei Karet, the Malkot, either because we had the Gzer Shava, which is rejected, or because Beferush, Ribta Torah, right, that the Torah explicitly says that it's only about Mitot and Misrot, the Beit Din. That's when you say Shtei Rishayot, not by Karet. Rava asked the question about Hatra'ah by Malkot, right, and then we answer there, he explains that Malkot is to Ravav of Anlav, She, Nitan Lazarat, Mitat Beit Din. The lav that ends up with an onish beis din, does that get malkot or not get malkot? Is it over there? There we have the question about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva's opinion. But lav shnitan nazarat mita beit din. Rabbi Shmuel says you get malkot. Rabbi Kiva says no. How is that different than the lav of karet? That we answered up because by karet the lavin function differently. There's no they're not necessary. Then the karet can be given even without an azhara, without a lav in the Torah. If that's the case, then the lav must come to teach you malkot. So if that's the case, you get malkot by kritut, right, and not by. You get not by Chivya Meitim Beisdin. And last time we have Ravina, who suggests that Rabbi Akiva's opinion revolves around Risha Achad Velo Shtei Rishayot. But what about the fact by Karet? By Karet, it's not definitive or it's not definite that you will get the punishment of Karet. Since it's not definite, we'll give you the Malkot because we're not sure we're going to violate Shtei Rishayot, or it's not really Shtei Rishayot. So we'll stop over here.